This is Dr. Inigo, dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jose Victor Gutierrez. Date of birth, December the 9th, 1980. Case ID number is 713-2533. Date of exam, March the 21st, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 9/13/2023. Identifying information. This is a 43-year-old married man who had been divorced in the past with three children, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of rheumatoid arthritis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he was a truck driver for 15 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a trailer with his family, and his wife is working at this time. He is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, rheumatoid arthritis. History of allegations, number one, rheumatoid arthritis. The claimant states that in 2020, he was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. He states multiple x-rays were taken as well as blood tests to confirm his diagnosis. He also states that when he does have pain, he mostly has it in his shoulders, hips, and knee area. Lately, he has been also complaining of back pain. The claimant states that he has flare-ups very often, which need to be treated with steroid medications. He denies any surgeries, but has been given some steroid injections into his knees, especially the right side. He suffers from symptoms of swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb 10 steps, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above his head. He is unable to use a skillet at this time. The claimant states that he's able to do all kinds of movement but with pain. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, occasionally going to the grocery store, cooking, helping with the laundry, and walking with his daughter. He does like to read as well. The claimant does state that he has arthritic gloves as well as knee braces that he uses so often when he's in severe pain. He has no assistive devices that he uses and did not present with any at this office visit. His physician is Dr. Maria Vinegar. He has also seen Dr. Montero. The claimant takes a leave, 220 milligrams, two tablets BID for pain, which does give relief. As noted earlier, he does light physical activity. He states that vibrations make his symptoms worse. The claimant states also that he is able to sit for 25 minutes, lift 15 pounds, and bend over to pick up clothes. His condition at this time is stable. However, because of lack of funds, he has not been able to get the infusions of Truxima, which he was getting at least twice a month. However, his condition is stable at this time. Family history. His mother is 72 and has diabetes. His father is 69 and has dementia, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and rheumatoid arthritis. He has three sisters with rheumatoid arthritis and one with lupus. Medications, Truixma infusion 2 times per month, metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 20 milligrams QD, methylprednisolone 4 milligrams QD, hydroxychloroquine sulfate 200 milligrams BID, Jardiance 25 milligrams QD. Medical problems, rheumatoid arthritis, comma, diabetes mellitus type 2, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, history of fatty liver disease, comma, latent tuberculosis, comma, major surgeries, appendectomy in 2012, social history. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 30 years. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant has used marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, and IV drug abuse. He states he hasn't used it since 2000. He does have infectious diseases. The claimant does have a history of hepatitis C, but he denies HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature was 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 256 pounds, height 5 feet 11 inches, BP 127 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 70 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 36. General, this is a 43-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to generalized pain. The claimant also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T after the fourth sentence. The claimant has some missing teeth. However, appears to have fairly good oral hygiene. Can you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20 over 20. OS uncorrected is 20 over 20. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 20. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant does have a right thumb status post biopsy, which appears to be healing well. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal, please? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness in most of his joints. Mild joint swelling was noted of his hands, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was only able to flex 90 degrees at the lumbar spine area. He was not able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally, with some pain noted. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes and did have pain while doing it. He is able to walk at a tandem rate, but appears to be suffering from mild pain as he walks, and he walks at a slow tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he presented with no assisted devices. Neurological, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to make a full closed fist, oppose, and pinch with his fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly normal, abnormal. No evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms were noted. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to moderate size objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, although the claimant does appear to have some swelling in his fingers. He did have some difficulty in heel, toe, and tandem walking secondary to pain. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to rheumatoid arthritis, which is not being treated completely at this time, secondary to lack of funds. Allegation number one, rheumatoid arthritis, has been given medications and infusion for his condition. However, the claimant has difficulty paying for his medical care at this time and is relapsing in his rheumatoid arthritis. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Victor Gutierrez.